inches of water.
Yeah.
You're aware set up of higher. That's over the first floor.
Yeah. You're aware of
that? 6 feet. Yes, I am. Yep. We had full disclosure from the sellers, and our realtor filled us in on all of that. So, absolutely. So that's the risk of living in a nice home right on the waters.
Kat, can you pull up the other ones around me again? I did quite a close look at that issue.
That's fine. So here's our subject property. And this one had two separate approvals, one in 2019, 2021. This one 2018. It currently has a, this one has a separate owner at 392. And then this one was approved last month.
Yes, last month.
Yeah, and then this one was an older 2015.
Just, you know, based on that, the compatibility with adjacent uses is, even though it is within the subdivision, just based on what's happened over the years, really puts this one, in my opinion, in a little bit different circumstance. Before we go any farther, do we have anyone that's in opposition of the application that signed up? Or for the application?
Just those three little girls.
Yeah,
it'd be cool to get them to come up and speak.
I told them they had to sign in, yeah. The one in the purple ditch, he's like, can I please? But, you know, whatever comes out of that, I'm not.
I'll move.
We got a motion to approve and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
All right. What did that guy say? The slippery slope cutoff? Yes. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
We do have one item on old and new business I think Scott was wanting to bring up to us.
So I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this tonight because we've had a long night, but I've been approached about, since we did R1, why not look at R2 and R3? They're both residential. So either when we get finished with my next part, more than likely probably bring this before you again in April for some discussion on the next part, and then bring it to there for public hearing in May. So just food for thought. Think why or why not you would not take R2 and R3 and put it in the same category as R1. You couldn't apply for conditional use nightly rental in R2 or R3.
What is R3 again?
Well, that's multifamily. So you'd be taking an apartment building, and if it's condominium-style ownership, such as we had down there at 1707, yeah, should have done the whole building versus one unit. This would allow it not to do one unit. You would have to redo the whole building. Same with the duplex. I mean, you could rezone, but you're not just going to approve one side of a duplex, which pretty much has been struggling here lately.
I agree with that. That's like two people on one septic tank. Don't like that,
yeah,
either.
Yeah. So think about that. If you have thoughts, let me know. If not, we'll talk about it in new and old business. Also, I was approached by a person interested in starting a shooting range in the county. So I remember looking at this when we came through. But, of course, we were so focused and overloaded with the nightly rental and the zoning maps and the zoning. And I thought, well, we'll look at it, and, well, here we're looking at it. So I need everybody to get your books when you're home. Look at this. I looked at Camden County, Stone County, Greene County, Christian County. Basically, they all said for conditional use in an A1, which is a bigger parcel, that rifle, skeet, trap, and pistol ranges and similar uses, provided the physical layout of such uses, shall be located a minimum of 500 feet from an R district. That's it. That's the only thing in all those regulations that refer to a shooting range. This one has a lot of things that give me heartburn, somebody 24/7. This one's a private range that's being presented. It's a gated gate. You have to have a key or a code to get in, members only. Has to be built to NRA standards. It's 422-page booklet. I don't know who wants to sit down and go out. We don't inspect. It's a 422-page booklet. But look at these factors. Do we want to eliminate all of them? Do we want to par it down to what we feel like fits Taney County? I have no idea where this came from. I can't find it. Bob was real good about taking other people's regulations and putting them in the code, but I think this came about just from the Outdoor Academy. He just got to thinking about the Outdoor Academy, and after reading it, I kind of looked at it, but I think we should probably kind of go line to line next month. It's a shorter agenda.
We currently have two places to shoot in the county or more.
I know of one, Taney Como Shooting Range on JJ.
That wasn't one I was thinking about. Johnny Morris' property has got one where they teach shotgunning and and things like that. And then Dale and Peggy have one.
Yeah, Dale and Peggy. But there's a members only on JJ Highway.
Yes, I have a friend that shoots that.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of you guys are on the board, but wasn't there one discussed down there off of the end of J?
Yes, there was. That was for automatic weapons.
Oh, yeah, all the way at the end. He was going to do it for automatic weapons.
Norm Francis off.
Yes.
Did that ever go through or what happened there?
No.
Well, I can pull that up. I think it was because I remember going down there for Bob and looking at some sight lines and looking at Birmingham.
I remember that, but I think the gentleman passed away.
He did.
And
he had a tank down there, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, parking, adequate parking.
Yep. Yeah. So when you have a chance, pull this. We'll just look at each one. You can email me or call me and give me your thoughts. Some of this might be good. I mean, some of it, but whatever you feel like maybe we need to do.
I think this is a very tricky thing. There will be, it's about like a racetrack. Mm-hmm. I think they'll be coming out of the woodwork.
Well, I kind of thought of
always
that.
Before they have.
Well, 500 feet, that sounds like a long way.
You know what I can do at 500 feet in my three way?
Absolutely, George.
And I only gave that as a reference to what the other counties and adjoining counties have for their regulations. You know, is that where we want to go? I'm not suggesting that. Some of the other options is under our definitions, it just says shooting range. We could put in a definition for outdoor shooting range public and have to meet all this criteria. And we could have outdoor shooting range private and have it meet parts of this. You know, I don't know if it's private and member only that you need to have somebody there 24, or not 24, but whenever they're open, sitting there. Just looking at the members.
You get into a lot of stuff. I put one in for Dale and Peggy up there where they do their birds and stuff for a 200-yard range up there.
Mm-hmm.
And they finally just more or less discontinued it because of
quit doing
it's
that.
It's just a problem. So problems go with it.
Yeah. So that's the only thing I had under new and old business. And we'll bring it back next month for a more detailed discussion. And if you want to move forward with either or all of these in whatever form we mold it to, then we'll do that in May. And then we'll bring those, if there are any amendments, to the county commission in May. Does that sound like it's all right?
Sounds good.
Probably what to bet.
Anybody want to make a motion
to adjourn? I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Yeah, I like it here.
Second? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Adjourn.